7 months into the pandemic, Revere continues to have high rates of COVID-19 transmission. The city is ramping up efforts to make sure people are adhering to public health guidelines, but they're trying to encourage it without involving law enforcement. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
On a recent Friday at Revere's Farmers Market, it looks like everyone has a mask on. And it's here where... A woman was walking around without a mask. She quickly pulls out a surgical mask from her purse. She simply just forgot to put it on. And it's here at the farmer's market where Dimple Rana is educating people about masks, handing them out if need be.
Well, Revere is a hot spot, and we are really being very proactive in making sure that our residents have the PPE to stay safe and to also help to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Rana is Revere's director of outreach. The city has just under a 4% coronavirus positive test rate right now, one of the highest in the state. With this new multilingual ambassador program, comprised of paid Revere residents and city employees working overtime, the city aims to get people necessities and promote public health practices during the pandemic. They mostly deliver PPE to people who are elderly and who have mobility challenges. They also deliver to people who are quarantining. While some other cities and towns solicit the help of law enforcement to encourage public health guidelines, this new program is very intentional about not involving police.
We know that in an immigrant-rich city like Revere, where there are a lot of newer immigrants, black and brown immigrants from various parts of Latin America and Asia and Africa, that there is a level of distrust, I believe, with local law enforcement and certain local institutions.
That's Joel Rivera with the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. In a city where nearly 40% of the residents are immigrants, he says the program is a good opportunity for people to build trust with fellow community members outside of law enforcement. Revere residents should call 311 instead of 911 if they see, say, a large gathering where no one is social distancing, says outreach director Rana. But she says, theoretically, if someone were to call 911, the Revere Police Department would forward the complaint to the city.
There will be a team that goes out to that location to help to investigate, talk to the residents. It's not about enforcement. It's really about pushing the messaging across and that, you know, we all need to stay safe.
However, Rana says if people have large gatherings without masks and social distancing, the city will issue warnings and eventually a $490 fine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.